Welcome to the podcast by Ahead Media. Make sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Today let's discuss about have smartphones really destroyed a generation? Teens in the United States are coming of age at a time when digital technology is truly ubiquitous, where smartphones are our constant companions. Between 2009 and 2017, the number of high schoolers who contemplated suicide increased 25%. The number of teens diagnosed with clinical depression grew 37% between 2005 and 2014. It could be that more teens are willing to admit they're struggling, and are seeking help. But deaths by suicide among teens have increased as well. A recent study found that poisoning attempts by girls ages 10 to 12 increased 268% from 2010 to 2017. Have smartphones destroyed a generation? The Atlantic asked in a provocative and widely read 2017 cover story. That article, by San Diego State University psychology professor Jean Twenger, summarized the correlational data linking teen mental health with technology and suggested the answer was yes. The questions need to become narrower and more useful, which means they'll also be less satisfying to many. Again, the question of how much screen time is too much, the researchers say, is ultimately too simplistic. Everyone wants a number, Breslin says, but there's unlikely to be one-size-fits-all recommendations. With better data, more specific, narrow, and potentially useful, questions about digital technology and mental well-being will emerge. Here's one: do kids who are socially awkward at school benefit from playing with others online? The answer to that question is not going to tell all of you how many hours of video games you should let your kid play, Breslin says. It's going to tell kids' parents of kids who have social issues that this might be a benefit for them. Myriad questions will arise: do disadvantaged kids suffer more or fewer consequences from media use? Is media use a problem, or is multitasking the issue? In what cases are the social connections made on apps beneficial? Tech use explains a tiny component of happiness in the average teen, but are there groups of teens in which it matters a lot? The questions are endless and complicated, but they are still important, and warrant rigorous study. Naturally, we can't actually do a pure experimental study where some children grow up with social media, some don't, Auburn says. But at the same time, life is probably not going to become more offline in the next decade. If digital technology is harmful to kids, again, we ought to know. So what do we do in the meantime? Twenger argues it couldn't hurt to be proactive. We can always get more data, that's always a good idea, she says. But with that said, when it comes to children and adolescents, we have to analyze things from a risk-benefit perspective. What's the risk of having teens limit their phone use, in case the associations between smartphone use and mental health are real? Probably not much, she argues. If this technology is the cause, it's something we can do something about. Then again, I'm not sure the data is strong enough for parents, overall, to start panicking. Also, it cannot be stressed enough, we don't need to completely understand the reasons for teens' mental health problems to be able to help. Therapists and science-backed therapies can help, see the sidebar above for resources. Schools and teachers can help. Parents can help. Friends can help. Anguish is not inevitable. At the same time, though, we can figure out the answers to these questions about tech and teens. Because, if not, we're just going to have this debate without any evidence involved. Auburn says.